Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
All right, second half of our March Madness bracket, the TCS edition.
Did you say Madness because we were sponsored by NADS?
I did say we shout out to NADS, shout out to Paula, who orchestrated that. I think she's located in Brazil working for the NADS affiliate program. Shout out to NADS. Go get it now. I don't know if our code still works on Amazon, but if it does, it's Stripe 20 or 20 Stripe. Don't really remember, but it's definitely one of the two. If you don't remember what we had in our first episode covering March Madness, we had UConn coming out of the East in our Final Four. We had Houston coming out of the South in the Final Four with beating Kentucky, Houston beating Kentucky, and UConn beating Iowa State. Not much excitement in our Elite Eights and Final Fours. We did have some fun upset picks. Let's head to the Midwest, gentlemen.
Before we make any official picks, just worth mentioning to anyone who's listening who didn't listen to the first two regions. Well, one, you should go back and listen. But second, the three of us weigh in on each game. We each make our pick, and the two out of three majority is how we proceed in the tournament. Although Nick and I do have a veto, a superpower veto that we can use. Josh used his already on a number three seed, Kentucky. Is that fun? Not really. Is it boring? Yes. Will Nick and I be more exciting? For sure. Okay, we can proceed.
Thank you. Sorry, my bad for not queuing in the other listeners and the rules. That is a terrible hosting job on my part. Let's go to Purdue 60. They're getting over the hump, right?
Well, we got to give love and credit to the 16 seed. Who are the schools and what are their mascots? Middle Tennessee State. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and Grambling State.
Grambling State. I love Grambling State because it's just like, I think they're the Tigers.
I'll look it up. I'll look up Middle Tennessee State. I think the Middle Tennessee.
Yeah, Grambling State is the Tigers. And Middle Tennessee State is like
the Blue Raiders.
That's right. I knew it was a blue horse. Neither a blue and white.
The Braiders, dude. I like the Braiders, dude. The Braiders are nice. They beat Michigan State with Draymond. Am I tripping? Or maybe. They were a 15 seed and they had a 2 seed upset. I just want to throw that out there for Middle Tennessee State. I do think Purdue shakes the monkey off the back and gets out of the first round at least.
It'd be really funny if they didn't, though.
It would be funny. I'm not picking it, but it'd be hilarious.
Josh, you're correct, by the way. They did beat Michigan State when it was a 15, yeah, beating a 2 seed. And at the time, that was the biggest upset in the NCAA tournament's history. Mm. So it got usurped, of course, by Virginia losing to – who did they lose to again, Josh? I can't remember because I think you picked – UMBC. That's right. They lost to UMBC. You picked Virginia to win the entire tournament that year. That was a bummer for you.
Wait, sorry, it's not Middle Tennessee State, it's Montana State.
Oh, ugh, never mind.
Yeah,
what are we?
We did just give some great lore about Middle Tennessee State, so
yeah, worth it, worth the mess up. Let's keep the train rolling.
Montana State, the winner of the Big Sky Conference Championship.
That's cool.
And their mascot is the Bobcats.
Ooh, Bobcats are dangerous. Utah State versus TCU 8-9 matchup. I mean, we've seen TCU up close and personal. I think Utah State's wildly overrated. I think TCU is kind of underrated. I think the Horned Frogs take care of business here.
I like Utah State in this one, actually.
Ooh, T-Dot, separate us.
I'll go with the Horny Toads. I'll go with TCU. I think I agree with you, Josh. I think they're a little underrated here. Nick, do you want to get your veto on the other Aggies? Yeah, not on the Aggies. No, thank you. Okay, should we continue on with the Zags playing McNeese State? It's a 5-12 matchup here. Gonzaga, not quite as hot of a team coming into the tournament as they have been in previous years, although still talented. I'm going to pick the Bulldogs, but I think it's because I have a soft spot for them, and I'm being a bit of a wimp in this one.
Another three-loss team. 30-win, 3-loss team here. And my high school football coach, when played football at McNeese State, just saying. And I am getting married this year, so.
Some of the best analysis in our 8,000 episodes you've ever had, dude. Pretty impressed by you. I love that you're getting married. Can't wait. Stoked for it. Shout out to your future family. I actually think this Gonzaga team is good. I think this people are high in this McNeese State upset. Will Wade's a heck of a coach. They've done a heck of a job this year. I think Mark Few is seasoned. He's been there before. I think Watson's really good. Nemhard's really strong, and Ike's really good too. They have three really good players. They're really good offensively. I think, to me, they take care of business and are in a good position to go on a run.
All right. Okay.
Talk me through, Toss. Give me your picks for the next three games, and then Nick, you'll go, and then I'll jump in.
So I really want to pick Samford to upset Kansas. I really, really do. This is a Kansas Jayhawks team who, going into the season, I felt like they were right alongside UConn and Houston with the transfers that they acquired, with Dickerson joining the squad, with McCullers, you know, being a senior and playing really, really deep into March for multiple seasons now. And bringing Adams back, who's a really athletic forward, kind of a hybrid who can run that rim runner spot and throw down some highlight dunks. Samford had a fantastic season. Like, they were excellent this year. I think they're underrated, but I do think that the Jayhawks win this game. Do either of y'all disagree with me there?
I like this as an upset pick, but here's how it's so much too obvious. Like, everyone's like, Dickinson's hurt, McCullers hurt, they're limping into the tournament. This reminds me of like when Oregon was hurt a couple way back when we were in college. I think it was Dylan Brooks that got injured. Everyone's like, all right, they're cooked as a 3 seed and they went to the Final Four. I think Kansas is getting grossly overlooked in this tournament. I want to pick this upset, but it's too popular. It's too obvious for people to be picking it. I'm going the Jayhawks.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I mean, I'm not going to discount Kansas this year.
Mm-hmm. In the next year, I'll say this. I think Creighton's my favorite team in this region. So, spoiler alert there. I have them waxing Akron. And I believe in the hype of Oregon after winning the Pac-12 tournament. And on your Ken Pom rankings, Toss, you could double check me, but I believe South Carolina is a top 5 luckiest team in college basketball, maybe even the luckiest team that's in the tournament. They have skated by on some – they have BJ Mack, who's a fun player. They have some fun players for sure, the Gamecocks. I like them, but – they're still not great for what they've been seeded as in the Ken Pom rankings. I like Oregon's hot hand after winning the Pac-12 tournament over a Colorado team that we all think is pretty decent to have the quote-unquote upset here against South Carolina.
Yeah, they're the number 2 luckiest team in the nation. So, no, that's a great stat to pull out there. And on the flip side, the Ducks were the 48th luckiest team. So, they've been okay this year, but obviously they're hot at the right time. I do think that the pack generally has it's pretty top heavy, but a couple of, you know, like USC beat Arizona, right? And Oregon won the Pac-12 championship. So maybe during the regular season, when everybody was saying that it wasn't quite as big of a conference as it has been in years past, that they were sleeping on the conference. I like the Ducks in this game. I'm willing to fly with them. Let's go.
Yeah. Ducks fly together, baby.
That's right.
And then we're good on the Blue Jays?
Yeah, great. Tony.
Yeah.
Okay, Longhorns versus Colorado State or UVA. Boom. Don't even have to talk about that. St. Peter's. Oh man, the Peacocks take down Rick Barnes. Would be epic. They're back for more. I mean, I love Dalton Connect. I think he might be the best player in the nation. Definitely the best perimeter player on the Volunteers. And it would have been great to see them win the SEC tournament. I felt a lot more confident, but this is a team I've loved all year. So I'm putting the Volunteers in the next round.
Yeah, me too.
It's yeah, you wanted,
if Dougie E was still on St. Pete's, I might be swayed, but I really like the Rick Barnes matchup against our guy RT. I like when former coaches play, you know, their old teams. I think that's cool. I think it's a great story. We played them during the regular season last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 years ago, and we'll play them next year, presumably, once we join the SEC. So I like the narrative and hype behind the Texas-Tennessee matchup. The true UT, right? That's,
I think it's crazy that we're just writing off the fact that we're just gonna beat a team that won the national championship within the last 5 years.
No, they're so bad offensively. There's no doubt in my mind we beat Virginia. They literally are like a middle school offense. They stink on offense.
I personally am afraid of that matchup.
I'm not. I could not be any less scared of that matchup. I think if we were in the Florida's position, Boise State versus Colorado, we'd be in a world of hurt.
Yes, with you.
Sorry. Not of UVA. I'm afraid of the other team.
Colorado State.
I've been high on them all season. And once I staked my claim on them, they just disappointed all big time. But I actually think they're really good. I'd rather play Virginia if we had our pick of the litter there, but I think we'll be fine either way.
I think the Mountain West is just a really good conference this year. I mean, as you can see, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 teams in the Mountain West.
Undeniably.
That's in this tournament.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. And these next two matchups, I think Creighton's a juggernaut. We'll stick down here in this bottom half of it. Shireman, Alexander, Kalkbrenner, I mean, they're experienced. They can score the rock. They're great from the line. They're not, I wish they were a little better from three as a team, but they play great defense. As hot as Oregon is, I have them defeating the Ducks. It's going to pain me to say this, but I think Rick Barnes gets over the hump and gets out of the second round and takes down our Longhorns, who are so streaky it could hurt the Volunteers, but at the end of the day, they are so streaky that I think Tennessee gets it done.
I concur on both picks.
Nikki?
Veto. Next is Longhorns, baby.
There we go.
See you, Rick Barnes. Love it. Talk to you about Purdue versus TCU and Gonzaga, Kansas. Nick, kick us off.
Purdue here. I mean, if they're making it out of the first round, they're going to make it pretty far. But if they make it out of the first round, that's the big question. And then I like Gonzaga. You know, if they get past McNeese State, of course, but Gonzaga.
Toss.
Look. I didn't like the Boilermakers when they beat the Texas Longhorns. They're better this year, but I still don't like them. And this is a team that will not make the Final Four. I'm just dead set on that. And so why not lose to the Horned Frogs in the round of 32? I'm here for it. I am. And our two buddies, T-Mac and Morgan LeCorn, would be really, really excited about that. And I'm here to support my boys. So
I'm going
to
go with Nick on this one, but I would not be shocked if our boys won. I think Purdue at least gets to the Sweet 16. And I'm also going with Nick again. I know I was hyping up Kansas, but I really think this Gonzaga team's a lot stronger than people think.
Okay. I was going to pick Kansas. I'm still not going to use my veto, though.
Oh, come on. You're hanging on to it. All right. Purdue versus Gonzaga, Creighton versus Texas. I think this is the end of the road for our boys. I know Nick used your veto. I'm glad you did. I just am so in on the Blue Jays making the Final Four. I think they're my favorite pick to make the Final Four outside of UConn, which means they're going to lose in the first round. But needless to say.
Yeah, I think they're going to beat us.
All right. I guess this is where the road ends.
Double veto. He's getting married this year.
since I didn't want either of these teams in, I'll start on this one so that you guys can be the deciding factor here. I think that I trust Few and his coaching. I think that the Gonzaga Bulldogs get this one done and beat the Boilermakers.
I'm with you. I really think Gonzaga is good. I think the Blue Jays beat them, but I think the Gonzaga Bulldogs are a team that's, I think Kansas or Gonzaga beats Purdue.
Yep, man.
Cool. And then I know I've bullied my team to the Elite Eight, but if you guys are going to go Bulldogs here, I don't have any say. So,
Nick, I'll let you have it. I'll let you have it. Creighton, Blue Jays. Joey Votto goes back to Toronto. He's from Canada. You know, I think that they're slept on organization, and I think the college is going to do great.
Okay, there we go.
As they say,
geek analysis.
Jays fly together, as they say.
Yes. All right. You're the bird. How about
you're
that?
You're the bird. Okay.
If it flies, it spies.
If it flies, it spies. Toss. Give me like the first half, and that's the Midwest. Creighton going out of the Midwest. Give me the first half of the West right here. UNC versus Howard. Shout out to them making it.
Franz Wagner, winner of that.
Then you have Mississippi State versus Tom Izzo as a 9 seed. St. Mary Gales versus the Grand Canyon Antelopes. Fun one. People are saying there might be 500 points in the Alabama Charleston game, and Clemson versus New Mexico. Toss, run me through your picks on all of those, and then Nick, and then I'll close it.
Okay. I will go with, I'll work my way from the last matchup that you just said, since I can't see the top of the bracket right now. I'm going to go with the Lobos to upset the Clemson Tigers. I'm going to go with the Crimson Tide to beat Charleston. I'm going to pick Grand Canyon University to upset St. Mary's. I can't go against Izzo, but I probably should, but I can't. So I'll take Michigan State against Mississippi State Bulldogs. And then I'm going to pick UNC to win and beat Howard or Wagner. The Seahawks is the Water Falcons is their mascot, by the way.
Nick, talk to me. What are you thinking on these?
All right. I'll go in the same order. I do like Clemson here. I think they've played really good ball all season long, and they deserve to be here. They played competitive against North Carolina all season long too. I'm going to take Charleston. And I think if it's a high scoring game, then like, let's give it to the team that, you know, is the lower seed, because at the end of the day, it's just going to come down to who can rain more. So Charleston, and then I'll take St. Mary's. I think they're due for a big tournament run that they haven't been able to get done in a few years. They always get put in this fifth seed, fourth seed, sixth seed range, and I feel like they always make either first or second round exit. And then I like Mississippi State. The SEC bias, baby, coming for you.
I love great analysis on everyone's part there. That's me being genuine. And I wasn't before. But I agree with you, Nick, in and off. I teased it earlier. If we're going to score some points here, I'm going to go with the upset. I like the Charleston pick a lot. The St. Mary's one is, I'm 100% with you, is that there as well. I think Grand Canyon's a really popular upset pick. I think Tyon Grant Foster on Grand Canyon is going to give St. Mary's a really tough game. He's a 20-point per game scorer, but I think the Gales play a great defense. They've beaten Gonzaga this year. I really like St. Mary's to, you know, finally get over the hump and make their run that they've been trying to make for a long time. My favorite team, and I'm surprised you didn't go with your Mountain West boys. I think the Lobos are lethal, completely disrespected as an 11 seed winning the Mountain West tournament. I think this team is a scary team for anybody that has to face them. So I'm going to go New Mexico. I'm going to go Charleston. I'm going to go St. Mary's. I cannot pick Tom Izzo to lose in the first round, despite throwing that Middle Tennessee State action at you guys. So that's my order right there. We'll go down to the bottom of the bracket. Start with you, Nick. Baylor versus Colgate, 3 versus 14, 7 versus 10. Another Mountain West team in Nevada as the 10 seed. Dayton, team that Darren Holmes is a baller. Toss and I loved him all year. Arizona versus Long Beach State, the 2 versus 15. Nick, work me through it.
Okay, I brushed my teeth with Colgate, and I am getting married this year, but I'm going with Baylor.
Okay, Toss?
I think Colgate's going to win. Small little school out of New York. Gotta love Colgate. Former player of theirs, I think in the late 2000s, Ben Johnson was the fellow's name, and he was his alma mater for his high school, St. Mark's School of Texas. So I can't not go for Colgate in this one. I think they're going to beat the Bears. I do.
Yeah, I think the Bears are going to get knocked out in the next round, but I have Baylor winning this one. But I think Baylor is, they play no defense. I think they're one of those teams that's destined to get piped, despite my earlier Kentucky pick. I like
Wait, can I just can I just mention, Nick, to you who Colgate's mascot is? It's the Raider. It's the Raiders. I'm just saying.
Whoa.
Talk to me. You guys give me your pick. I think we're both, we're all going Arizona here. Nevada or Dayton down the line real quickly.
Nevada.
I'm going to go Dayton.
I am going to ride with Nevada. I think I think it's going to be a great game. I think Holmes again is a beast, but if we're riding the Mountain West, we got to ride the Mountain West in this one. We can't shy off. And they were the number two seed in the Mountain West Conference. Let's keep the train rolling. We're almost done here, lads. North Carolina, Michigan State, St. Mary's versus Charleston. I'll kick us off on this one. I'll go UNC. I like their depth. I like their experience. I love their coach. They're a really, really strong and really, really tough team, especially on defense. And for the same reasons, I think I'm going to go St. Mary's to end Charleston's upset run.
Yep, with you. Both.
North Carolina, no. All yeses, three yeses. They're going to Hollywood. I'll pick Charleston in this one, but you guys have both picked St. Mary's, so that's been decided.
No veto's been used by you yet, right, Toss?
That's correct.
I know why. I think New Mexico beats Baylor. I really like the Lobos. I think they're lethal. I think they're a dangerous team, a team you don't want to see.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Mexico's getting in, then I'm taking them. I'm high on the Mountain West this year. I just, for me, New Mexico was a team that, kind of had to fight to win that championship. And, you know, all season long, they were good. But I just feel like the Mountain West just kind of pick its other apart. And so I wanted to throw some monkey wrench in it. But, yeah, I like it to at least advance to Sweet 16 now.
Nice. Toss.
Cool. Yeah, I'm with you guys. Let's go Lobos.
Zona versus Nevada.
Arizona.
Ooh. Okay.
Do you want to use your veto?
No.
Okay. So we have in this.
I was going to pick Nevada though there. I mean, just, we're riding with the Mountain West. We're Mountain West guys now.
This is kind of,
it's kind of who we are.
St. Mary's, North Carolina. I'm going St. Mary's. I think they make a crazy run.
Yeah. You don't think St. Mary's is going to win. Josh, you just know that I have to use my veto here on the North Carolina Tar Heels.
I do think they're going to win, though.
And that's fine. And I will pick North Carolina, and we'll be looking real, real funny when Grand Canyon University beats St. Mary's in the first round. I'm just saying. But I will take the Tar Heels and my guy Harrison Ingram to get to the Elite Eight.
I am going New Mexico over Arizona. I don't think we get the Caleb Love drama battle bowl. I think, again, the New Mexico Lobos, they fought hard. They won hard. And they're super hot, and I'm with them through and through.
Sure. I'm balling in.
All right. Lobos. Okay.
I'm going Lobos to beat UNC. I think the Lobos go to the Final Four. Take.
I will pick UNC to win the
game. I feel like we got to do something crazy here. Because at this point, we've got 2-1 seeds and a 3 seed. We can't do 3-1s and 1-3. So
we could
Let's go with New Mexico.
New Mexico on the run of runs. A double-digit seed has made the Final Four a few times in recent memory. I do think it ends for them, though. I think UConn beats them. You guys could pick Houston versus Creighton. I'm good either way.
Houston.
Yeah, I want Houston in that one, too.
That honestly might be the ALCS, too. Houston versus the Blue Jays.
I would be shocked, but sure.
You mean you just don't think UConn will lose to either one of those teams?
Oh, I think UConn's winning this whole thing. I'm not overthinking it.
No,
well, you gave him
you're saying you're shocked if the Blue Jays and
Oh, yeah. I'd be shocked if the Blue Jays made the ALCS, but that's another episode for another time.
Okay.
For another sport. For another sport. We're not just basketball. We're all sports. Stripe sports.
Great way to end it. Toss, talk to me. What do you think? I have UConn, but you guys, Nick, you're Houston, Nick.
I'm team Houston.
I do think if it's between those two teams, which again, I think, especially if UConn just beat New Mexico, who doesn't deserve to be in the Final Four, like they just got a really easy cakewalk matchup to get to the national championship against a really, really tough team, but a team who's smaller than them. a team that has really, really has excellent guard play versus really good front court skills, bigs that can shoot, wings that can shoot, who are sizable. That would be a fantastic matchup. I think I lean UConn to get easier buckets if the shooting's not there for Houston. So I think the UConn Huskies would win that game and they would go back to back, which would be incredibly impressive.
For the first time since Florida. Gentlemen, good luck to us in our bracket. It is always a damn pleasure to hop on the mic with you lads. And I guess our first show is Stripe Sports. Again, if you haven't signed up for a bracket pool, go sign up for it. It's going to be a fantastic one this year. Any closing remarks, lads?
I mean, I will say they're going back to back. Coachella just announced a brand new stage and closing out that stage for weekend two. It's Diplo and Mal P going back to back. So
that's Diplo's all we
and Diplo's been on this show.
There's also Diplo has been on our show, and you mentioned, Nick, that one of the teams is named Drake University, and Drake has a song called Back to Back as well. So I just it's all coming together.
Yep.
It's all come together, gentlemen. Always a pleasure. Stripe Sports, hit your free throws because they're free. Good luck in March Madness. We out you. We love you.
And now, this is the moment you've all been waiting for. We are live on the Charity Stripe Podcast with your hosts, Alex, Josh, and Nick.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.